I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Vermont reported 145 new COVID-19 infections today, as well as one more virus-related death, bringing the total to 231. More than a third of the new cases are in Chittenden County. There were about a dozen cases each in Franklin, Orleans, Rutland, Washington, and Windham counties. Six people are in intensive care due to the virus. Though Vermont is no longer requiring lengthy quarantine periods for travels into and out of the state. Starting today, out-of-state visitors need a negative COVID-19 test 3 days before they enter Vermont, and Vermonters returning from travel must also get a test 3 days after returning to the state. Health Commissioner Mark Levine says a quarantine period is no longer required before or after travel.
Emphasize that you should still be following all of the basic public health guidance. That means if you have any symptoms, stay home and stay away from other people.
Levine says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends not traveling until you are fully vaccinated. Senate lawmakers took a key step today toward enshrining abortion rights into the Vermont Constitution. Chittenden County Senator Ginny Lyons says the move is a preemptive defense against any future attempts to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Times are turbulent, and reproductive liberty is under serious attack. Clarity is needed.
The proposed constitutional amendment now heads to the House. If lawmakers there approve the measure, they're expected to later this month. The proposal will go before Vermont voters in the 2022 general election. The forecast tonight, mostly clear with some scattered clouds west of the Green Mountains, lows mostly in the 40s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.